Good morning, I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. On the way, Chris DeSimeo tells you about the Harriet Beecher Stowe House, a historical and cultural center in Walnut Hills. It was there that Harriet Beecher Stowe was inspired to write Uncle Tom's Cabin. And later, Dean Regas is looking up with Ira Flatow, the host of NPR's Science Friday. When it's warm and sunny out and you're looking for something to do, going to the park is probably one of the options on your list. But what you might not know is that even in the cold and snow, there are plenty of things you can do in area parks. Marianne Zalesnik talks with Hamilton County Park District Marketing Communication Coordinator Kimberly Witten.
Good morning, Kimberly. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Well, it is true. There are things going on, even though it's really cold in the parks, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we are open year-round, 365 days a year. We have winter activities that are happening during the winter time. I mean, a lot of people don't know we have sledding hills, that you can go cross-country skiing, that you can go ice fishing in some places, depending upon, you know, the condition of the park and of the lake and everything. So there's a lot going on. There's also a lot of programs, and there's a lot of events and things of that nature going on in the parks.
Well, let's take a little bit of that at a time and talk about the sledding hills. Where can you go sledding? What do you need to bring your own equipment? Do you have things there?
You do. There are select sledding hills at different parks. The best thing to do would be to go to our website, greatparks.org, to see exactly where those are at. But they are designated areas. There are designated areas for, you can pretty much cross-country ski anywhere except for the golf courses, of course. and there's, ice fishing, and there's, different kinds of activities of that nature. We do recommend that you do go to the website to check the conditions. And also you can call 521-PARK to find out what the conditions are.
Now, one of the things you don't do is make your own snow. So if it's not snowing, you can't go sledding.
If it's not snowing, yes, exactly. If there's not enough snow, or if the hills have been used so much, there's not enough snow in the hills, we will post that on our website.
Now, is it just one big hill in a park? Is it a variety of hills? Tell us a little, for people that just haven't been to the parks lately.
It's different hills. I mean, you have one at Woodland Mound. You've got one at Winton Woods. You've got one, they're usually around picnic areas. You've just got one at different parks. There are certain parks that aren't as hilly, so you don't have any. So our rangers kind of go out and check the conditions for us to let us know that people can go out there and have a safe and fun time.
Now, is it a free-for-all? People can just go?
Yes.
And just go? You don't have to check in or do anything?
Well, all of our parks, you need a motor vehicle permit. So you can get one $10 annual and then $3 daily. And then once you get into the park, you can go to the sledding hills. And our visitor centers are open. You can go in there, and there's usually different educational displays and things of that nature that you can enjoy and warm up.
Give us an example of I know there's too many to count, and people should go to the website to check them all out, but what are some of your favorite exhibits or visitor centers? What might somebody see in a place like that?
Oh, goodness. I would say Sharon Woods. I really like Sharon Woods. They have a nice display there. They have a few live animals that are on display, like a snake, and they've got live fish, and they've got like this little cave that the kids can crawl through. We also have a Nature's Niche gift shop that the parents, can go and kind of peruse. That is definitely one of my favorites. Season Good Nature Center in Woodland Mounds, really nice. It's really open. They have a lot of plants there. There's a lot of interactive educational displays for the kids, things that you push the buttons and things light up and you have sounds of wildlife and things of that nature. We're based out of Winton Woods. Our administrative offices are. We have a couple of, we have a reptile, we have a snake, and we have a toad, and we've got a turtle, and all of those type of animals and stuff that are on display are what the naturalists used for their nature programs that they offer to children and adults.
Now, so for the winter, if you're just tired of being stuck inside, there really are some things to do to get out, still be warm. You don't have to get your kids out in the cold, but that's some things that you can do just to get them out of the house then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you want to stay warm, if the weather's not quite what it would be, for the kids to go play, you can go to Sharon Woods, and they have an indoor two-story play area called Adventure Station. And they have tunnels and slides and tubes to crawl through and all kinds of fun stuff like that. It's for kids ages 2 to 12. It is $2, $2.50 to get in. And it's just a really good time. They can still get their play in, but, they don't have to play out in the rain or out in the ice or anything of that nature. Even when it's hot, it's a good place to go to.
Let's talk about hiking. There are a lot of hiking trails in all of the parks. Are those open in the winter?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Depending upon the amount of, snow and ice that we get, Our operations people are really pretty much on it as far as clearing off the paved trails. You know, if it is treacherous, those trails will be closed. And you, again, you can check our website for current park conditions. But yes, we highly recommend people to go out, especially the nature trails. I particularly enjoy those. Put on some hiking boots, get out there and kind of rough it. And you're out there, it's so secluded, and it's, you know, you're surrounded by nature, and it's just, it's kind of euphoric in a way when you're out hiking by yourself or take your dog along with you. It's really a lot of fun.
Is it quieter than usual perhaps in the winter or not?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you don't have as many people in the park, so you can actually get out and you can do a little bit of bird watching in the winter. You know, you can see the red canaries, you know, going from tree to tree and the blue jays and all the different birds that are out during the wintertime. We actually offer a wintertime bird count, too, that is very popular, and you can go around and actually count the different species that you see, and that's really a lot of fun. So hiking in the parks is definitely one of the top things that people like to do in the wintertime.
And there's a variety of trails, and as far as if you know your how in shape you are, that you can do. Some of them are easier, some of them are harder.
Oh yeah, I mean we have everything from your typical paved trail to multi-use trail. You can ride a bike, you can walk, you can run. We've got our nature trails where you can throw on your boots and kind of do a little bit of off-roading. You can go on the park horse trails. That actually offer those exercise stations that you can use along the way. And we even have horse trails. You know, our riding center offers, you know, riding lessons and, you know, trail rides.
So you
rides.
Provide the horse or?
Oh, yeah, we okay. have horses.
So people
yeah.
don't need to bring their horse along.
Right, exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. we have horses. There's even a riding trail over at Miami Whitewater. That's our longest one. And we also have trails through Winton Woods. Yeah, I mean, you know, any trail, any type of trail you can think of, we've got in the parks.
Talk a little bit about some of the classes that you have going on and activities. There are some scheduled events coming up in the next several months. What kinds of things might people be involved in?
Okay, well, if, you know, you think about winter, sometimes if you're out, you know, kind of roughing it a little bit, you think, I don't know if you ever thought about ways you can survive the great outdoors. We offer wilderness skills, which is a really cool program. Some of the type of programs that are involved with that are survival in a bottle, so you can fit all your stuff that you can survive in the wild in a 32-ounce bottle. We got winter survival, water and food. It teaches you how to gather and purify water. Snares and traps, set food traps. Our big one that's coming up in February is the winter challenge, and it teaches you survival topics like creating fire, building a survivor shelter, signaling, water, cooking over fire. Really interesting stuff, because you never know when you might need to use it.
And some of them might even be if your car gets stuck, you know, just have those things
well,
like
heck,
nearby woods.
Oh,
nearby.
Yeah, definitely.
And any other classes you want to share? I see you have some bicycling programs. I know a lot of our listeners are into biking.
Yes, we are really promoting and really encouraging people to come out and enjoy all the wonderful bicycling trails that we have around this area. I mean, we have so many in Cincinnati. And we are offering actually a new one called Little Miami Scenic Trail Bike Series. So we're really wanting people to come out and enjoy that Little Miami Scenic Bike Trail. I don't know if you've ever been on it, but it is absolutely gorgeous. And we do full moon bike rides, which is kind of puts a new spin. You usually ride your bike during the day, but to go out at night and put a light on your bike with a group of people, a lot of fun. Again, Little Miami Scenic Bike Trail lunch trip is something else we're going to offer, and you actually get to eat lunch, and it's pretty much an all-day thing. It's a lot of fun.
I should point out that the list of activities goes on for pages here, so we can't get to all of them, and you said all of this is available on your website.
Oh, absolutely, greatparks.org. Yes, we have everything from, you know, fishing and boating to our special events to nature programs to all the upcoming news that's happening at the Park District, volunteer opportunities. I mean, it's just an abundance of information there.
Kimberly, you've given us a lot to think about. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mary Ann Zalesnik talking with Hamilton County Park District Marketing Communication Coordinator Kimberly Whitten.